At the West Bath Fire Department, staff from a variety of different agencies were on hand to take custody of people's unused prescription drugs. Public health nurses and local police were among those carefully counting all the medication.
There has to be an exact manifest of the materials when we turn it over to the hazardous waste people.
Rusty Robertson, formerly of the Sagadahoc County Emergency Management Agency, was one of the key organizers of this effort. Robertson says takebacks like this one give the public an appropriate way to dispose of their unused drugs, something that public health and environmental officials see as a growing priority. Besides providing a public service, Robertson says counting the returned medications provides crucial data about which drugs are piling up the most.
All the information that we're getting here goes into a national data bank where a group of pharmacists and physicians and other researchers are trying to figure out why there's extra medications floating around.
After being counted, the drugs will be sent to an out-of-state medical waste incinerator. Advocates for a drug return system say patients on average take only about half of all medications prescribed, and that's driving up healthcare costs. Dr. Stephen Gressett sits on the main unused drug return group.
Once medication or patterns of wastage are identified, ways can be looked at either addressing prescription management program or insurance company programs and what their policies are, and assisting physicians, clinicians, nurse practitioners so that we can be prescribing smarter, dispensing smarter, and not wasting indiscriminately.
Back at the West Bath Fire Department, those turning in prescription drugs are also asked to fill out an anonymous survey about why they're disposing of the medication. Nancy Bliss of Brunswick says she brought in some medication she stopped taking because she didn't like its effects, and some she just didn't need anymore.
Yeah, it was left over. You know, I used it up and my bronchitis got better and I didn't need it. And it sat in my purse for a long time and then it came over here.
Jill Ellis, also of Brunswick, says she brought in medication she'd been holding on to for 5 years because she didn't know what else to do with it.
And it was just old fertility medicine that I had sitting around in a box downstairs that I didn't know what to do with. So unused and expired.
Not having anywhere to take unused drugs is a particularly pressing problem for Cynthia Garner. She's a psychiatric nurse practitioner. She says her patients hand over potentially lethal medication whenever they are struggling with suicidal thoughts. Some of the medication she brought in on this day has been sitting in her office for as long as a year.
Actually, we've been looking for places to dispose of medicines like that, and there's no place.
There's also no regular funding to support disposal of unused pharmaceuticals. This drive was funded largely by donations. This is the second effort in Sagadahoc County to provide the public with a mechanism for getting rid of unused drugs. County officials say a smaller operation in November took in 60 gallons of pharmaceuticals, and they expect this day's take to be even bigger. I'm Jeannie Barron.